Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere MQ for COS version 7.01, installation, migration, new functions. Today's presenters are Beverly Brown and Blanche Ishida. Beverly has been with WebSphere MQ Level 2 support since 1997, after 10 years with Cake support. She supports WebSphere MQ primarily on the COS platform. Blanche currently has the title of Advisory Software Engineer. She has worked with IBM Customer Support and Services for the majority of her career. Currently, she is a member of the COS WebSphere MQ support team. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Beverly and Blanche.
Hello, thank you, Joseph, and this is Beverly Brown. Thank you for joining us today. And we will proceed to slide 2 to go over the agenda. We will be talking about WebSphere MQ for ZOS 7.0.1, and throughout the presentation, I may abbreviate that as just MQ. So this presentation is largely based on a couple of tech notes that are available on our support portal. The first one is tech note number 1406779, and this talks about migration and installation and the highlights of the new function. Another one is 1408135. This one was created by Hersley and has some overviews of migration procedures, some limitations, details of what happens during backward migration processing by the queue manager, and solutions to a few problems that they observed in the lab as well. You will notice that the tech note numbers are highlighted in blue. When you see the blue highlighting throughout the bulleted text, that means that in the PDF, there you can click on that and be taken to a URL that will provide much more detail in addition to what is in this pitch. So as we go through, we will be talking about information sources, such as the support portal and documentation. We'll be talking about maintenance, installation, migration, configuration, a new function, and then we will list some common problems we have seen to help you avoid those. Slide 3, please. Information sources include the WebSphere MQ support portal. This is basically one-stop shopping and has various tasks involved in working with WebSphere MQ, including searching the knowledge base or accessing documentation. And I do have an explicit link here for that documentation for the Online Information Center. You can either access it on the web or you can also download it to your PC. I would like to point out that PDF versions of the documentation are no longer being maintained other than the program directory as a PDF. The PDFs were last updated for MQ 7.0.0.1, and MQ manuals are not maintained in book manager format anymore either. I would like to point out also on the support portal that that is where you can search for the tech note numbers that we mentioned here, or APAR numbers, or as you're experiencing a problem, you may search on a message number or an add-in code or anything that you could think of to search on to help you find solutions for yourself. Good for self-help. Slide 4, please. We'll talk about maintenance now. We have a technical document, number 7006519. It lists migration-related maintenance for the version of MQ you're migrating from and to, and it's maintenance for fallback, if you wanted to be able to do that, or for coexistence, particularly for the shared queuing environment, although there is one that's related to the clustering environment as well. We have a tech note number 140-9243 that contains a list of closed APARs for MQ701, and take special note of the ones that are flagged in the hyper column. That means high impact or pervasive. So you'll especially want to be sure that you have those on to avoid experiencing known problems. We have an information APAR number II14556 that lists fixes related to the MQ Java JMS feature and the RRS function that are especially important to WebSphere application server users. And then, as always, the PSP bucket contains a list of maintenance, including cross-product dependencies. And slide 5, please. Now, for installation. Again, as usual, the program directory is your reference for installation instructions. Some of you may be familiar with those, but if you're new to the installation or just want to be sure whether anything has changed in that area, just be sure to review that. I would advise everyone, even the experienced ones, to do it. And one of the things that we occasionally refer back to in that document is the sample JCL for SMPE, where you should use the group extend option. I just wanted to point out that that will help with your apply to use group extend. In the WebSphere MQ for ZOS system setup guide, you will have a list of several configuration tasks that you will certainly need to do for a new installation or as you create new queue managers. There may be a few of them that you would need to do even in migration, for instance, the early code task. That's one of my favorites, is task 3. It tells you how to do that. There is a new optional link job called CSQ8SLDQ, and that enables automatic relinking of a few MQ modules after service is applied to language environment, TCP/IP, or callable services such as APPC and RRS. There is an APAR PM06599 that corrects some errors that cause SMPE messages when using that. So you would want to apply that. Slide 6, please. On to migration. In the Information Center, there is a migration topic. And the topics you can see over in the left-hand frame, which is the contents, basically the table of contents. Now, this migration topic covers all platforms and some generic things that apply to all, but there is also a good ZOS-specific section, so you would want to review that. Some of the things that it covers would include coexistence, such as multiple key manager versions on the same system or within a queue sharing group, operation and control panels, application subs, that sort of thing. It tells you how to migrate clusters and queue sharing groups. I would like to point out that for clusters, it advises you to migrate full repositories first, and that will allow the queue managers that are at the new version to take advantage of new features. Otherwise, if you will be migrating partial repositories first, if your full repositories are on version 6, you should apply PK81400. Again, that is PK81400. And there was a flash on the support portal regarding that, if you need to go back and refer to that APAR number. Also, we have something new called op mode that is covered in this migration section, and then certainly backward migration, and both of those topics will be covered further in the next slide. And also, it points out that if you are using the WebSphere MQ Explorer to manage ZOSQ managers. If you follow the link there, it will take you to instructions to clear cached information and refresh with the new release. Slide 7, please. Okay, op mode is a new parameter at MQ701, and it's similar to the DB2 parameter. It controls the availability of new functions, which for this release would include log compression and group unit of recovery. The default is op mode equals compat, 701, and that will allow you just to migrate and use the new release, but it would not activate the new functions. If you want to use the new functions, you would need to use op mode equals new func, 701, but be aware, after that, you would not be able to migrate back to a previous version. So you need to be absolutely sure you are prepared to stay on 701 before you use op mode equals new func. There is a documentation update in APAR PM03381 that clarifies how the op mode value is displayed, for instance, in job log messages at startup versus display system. On to slide 8, please. Okay, here's just a high-level outline of backward migration. First, you would need to apply the coexistence and backward migration PTS that I made reference to earlier to your version 6.0.0 or 7.0.0 code. Notice that there is not backward migration supported for 5.3.1. You can migrate from 5.3.1 to 7.0.1, but you just can't do that backward migration. And also be aware in the Information Center, there are special instructions for migrating from 5.3.1 in a queue sharing group. Next, you would need to restart the queue managers at your old release at this updated code. So in other words, you can't just apply the maintenance last thing before you bring up the 701 code. You do need to restart at the old release first. Then, either before these steps or at this point, you can install your 701 early code. Then, you would start your queue manager with the 701 code. If you had need to, then you could fall back to your 600 or 700 level if op mode equals new func was not used. Slide 9, please. A couple of limitations to point out are that you cannot backward migrate a queue manager that was newly created at 701. Also, if you migrated from 700 to 701, you could not directly migrate back to version 6 if you wanted to for some reason. I think that would be an unusual situation, but just wanted to point out that limitation. Then, if for some reason you are not in a good position to install the fallback maintenance, but you wanted to still be able to fall back just as an emergency situation, you could take your version 6 or 700 key manager completely down, do a complete backup of your page sets, BSDSs, and logs, and have that as a point in time to go back to. Obviously, any definition changes or new messages that occurred at version 7 would be lost in that situation, but it would allow you to have that point in time to go back to. And it's also advisable to create a make def to save your definition at that old level. Okay, next slide 10, please. Another situation in backward migration that I'll step through here. There are some connection types, such as IMS, batch, and RRS batch, that will allow an application to connect to multiple key managers concurrently. These key managers can be running at different levels of MQ code. In this situation, the adapter code that you're pointing to with a stepwise DD or an environment variable must be running from the highest level. So what that means is that that adapter code is downward compatible. In turn, what this means is in a backward migration scenario, you could restart the queue manager at the back level code, but you would not need to change your connecting jobs, the JCL for the connecting jobs. So that is a good thing to help you in your migration effort. On to slide 11, please. Just a couple of other quick things to point out are if you have batch applications that use language environment, if you compile and link them at the NC 7.0.0 level, then you would need to recompile and link them using the new MQDLL interface. There's more information about that in the migration topic or the application programming guide section of the Information Center. You can get more granular MULF reporting for measured usage license charge. At version 6, that was provided by the APAR that is linked there, PK73461. That function was activated as a service parameter. Now, in 7.0.1, there is actually a system parameter, MULCCAPT, MULCCAPT. Refined would be the equivalent of the service parameter. What that means is that the measurement is done from start to finish of an MQ API call. The default of standard measures from MQCon to MQDisk. And this was especially important to users of KixTS 3.2 and higher. If you are a message broker user, there is a white paper there that would assist you with migration in this scenario. With version 7. Okay, slide 12, please. Configuration. As I mentioned before, review customization tasks in the system setup guide. Another thing to point out is that the order of the supplied members in the CSQ INT2 data set has changed. CSQ4 INYS and INSG moved, and you can see that order in CSQ4 Master and SCSQ Proc. CSQ4 INSR is new. It has object definition for publish, subscribe. It was actually new at 7.0.0, but if you're migrating from version 6, it would be new to you. And just be aware that sometimes these supplied members may have new or changed objects. For instance, there will be a new queue that we will mention later that is in CSQ4 INSS. If you are coming from version 6, you will want to be sure and include a min limit parameter in your startup JCL to allow you to exploit 64-bit storage. And then for Web3 application server users, if you have been using MQ 7.0.0, at that level you had to set a provider version variable to 6, and that is no longer required. So if you remove that, then you'd be able to use more of the function that has been provided now at 7.0.1. Slide 13, please. Also, if you're migrating from version 6, you'll need to be aware of a new PS mode setting, which controls the publish-subscribe interface. PS mode enabled is the default value, but if you're migrating from an earlier version, PS mode compat is used. So you just need to check and make sure of what you want to use. There is a disabled option if you do not use publish subscribe at all. Slide 14, please. I'll do a quick recap of 7.0.0 new functions, especially for those that are going to be coming from version 6 and have not used 7.0.0. You can see TechNote 1312983 for further details of this. So first is the publish, subscribe, or PubSub that I've just mentioned. Now, PubSub has existed on distributed platforms for a while, but on ZOS was only available through the message broker previously, but now that function is also in the queue manager. And there were several MQ client enhancements. Slide 15, please. There were 13 new verbs introduced relating to PubSub, message properties, and asynchronous consume. The Java JMS feature was enhanced. It has a new architecture and is now called a resource adapter. It exploits the client enhancement and has more efficient message selection, and also has an improved tracing mechanism. Slide 16, please. There is now support for RACF Mixcase, or Mixcase within RACF and with the interface within Q. The client attachment feature now allows 5 free connections. So that is used for administration, for instance, with the MQ Explorer or a broker. The MQ Explorer itself was enhanced for additional administration of ZOS queue managers. Now, you're not able to start and stop the queue managers because of the way it connects them, but you can do most admin tasks that way. And as a matter of fact, some of the new features that were introduced in 7.0.0 did not have updates made in the CSQ OREX panels, particularly the PubSub, so you would need to do those through the MQ Explorer. You can now install the Explorer standalone using support pack MS0T, and you can follow the link there. Slide 17, please. And now onto the new function of 7.0.1. It makes additional use of 64-bit storage by moving locks and queue indices up above the bar. 7.0.0 did move some QSG storage above, but there is further exploitation now. There is not support this time for application code to run in 64-bit, though. Another new function is log compression. This is one of those that requires op mode equals new func, and this can reduce the amount of data written to the log for persistent messages or on private queues. And then certainly the op mode property was new that I have already mentioned that controls the availability of these new functions. Slide 18, please. For admin structure recovery, now the first queue manager in the queue cheering group that has started can rebuild the CSQ underscore admin structure. So that means you don't have to restart every single queue manager in the queue sharing group just to have that rebuilt. So that is a good thing. You can do a generic backup, structure backup, meaning that the backup cfstruct command will now allow a generic structure name, in other words, a wildcard. And then there is this next one is another one that requires op mode equals new func, and that is transaction recovery within a queue sharing group. What this means is that the unit of work can be owned by the queue sharing group, not just an individual queue manager, but by the whole queue sharing group. And to implement this, there is a new structure called CSQ sysApple. There is a group UR parameter that you would need to set. And then this is the new queue that I made mention of earlier, system.qsg.ur.resolution.queue. Slide 19, please. There is an option now for batch and USS applications to use XP-Link, which is a high-performance calling interface. There is an option for automatic client reconnection after a network failure. And there was a prior webcast presented by Larnette Wheeler that would give more detail on that and the other client enhancements. Support for IMS applications has been added so that they will use the message property APIs, and that means that IMS applications can communicate with JMS applications. Slide 20, please. 701 got support for message selectors on MQ Open, and this was a key function that removes the need for the provider version equals 6 for new WebSphere application server users. There is a new utility, CSQ-U-MGMV, that would migrate the publish subscribe configuration data from the event broker. And then I also wanted to point out that you can use either a 31-bit or 64-bit JVM. Now I will hand over to Blanche Ishida. Thank you.
Thank you, Beverly. Hi, my name is Blanche Ishida. Let's go to slide 21, please. Okay. As Beverly mentioned earlier, you need to apply the migration and fallback PTFs in the event that you want to fall back to the previous version. Otherwise, when you restart the queue manager, you'll see an abend 5Charlie6 with reason code 00Charlie9 0Dog 01. And basically it means the queue manager is being backward migrated and backward migration PTFs are not installed. For example, attempting to restart a queue manager, which is run with version 701 libraries, and then you restart at version 6 without the appropriate maintenance will result in this abnormal termination. Or you'd also get the abend if the queue manager is being backward migrated but has previously been run with newfunk mode at version 701. Basically, once you go to newfunk, you're committed. And TechDoc 7006519 has a list of the migration PTFs, which was mentioned earlier, and also TechNote 1408135 has additional details on the backward migration. Slide 22, please. And this is another, just going through some of the common problems that you might see so that you can avoid running into these as you migrate over to version 701. Hyper APAR PM 01403 cause signaling sympathy sickness in the coupling facility. And the reason I'm mentioning this APAR, I mean, the description lists various abend OCharlie4 and several modules at different offsets, but the reason I'm mentioning this APAR is because of the possibility of needing to IPL the system if the queue manager cannot be canceled or forced out. And so you can see it says, and what the sympathy sickness is, a stalled member can cause the system to run out of XCF buffers and affect all users of the coupling facility. And basically, signaling sympathy sickness can occur when a stalled member on the target system consumes too many I.O. buffers and causes the sending system to run out of outbound I.O. buffers. And this is, the stall can affect all users of the coupling facility. And this issue is probably be seen in a high, or might be seen in a high volume system using many buffers. And this TechNo 1431556 is regarding the MEM stall parameter. It allows Sysplex failure management, SFM, to take automatic action to alleviate signaling sympathy sickness. And per the TechNo, MEM stall time is available at ZOS 1.8 and higher, and the default is set to no. And how this helps is when MEM stall expires, XCF will dump the member consuming the most buffers and then start to terminate that member. This way, only if we're in our example, WebSphere MQ will be affected and not the entire system. And the tech note, again, provides further details about signaling sympathy and this Mensal parameter. Slide 23, please. Okay. Another common problem is PM18473. And this is mentioning this one, again, is because of it, infrequently Q damage may occur. But you'll see this one. There's a browse of a queue containing a mix of high priority, non-persistent, or low priority persistent messages, can return messages out of priority order. And it's basically, it's any queues containing a mix of high and low priority messages of different persistences. Or you might see the cur depth of the queue can become incorrect. Or you might also see ABIN's 5-Charlie-6 with a reason code of 00-Charlie-9-0-6-0-0 or 00-Charlie-9-3-1-0-0 or 00-Charlie-9-1-Dog-0-0 may sporadically occur. So again, this was also seen at version 6, this issue here. And the APAR number for version 6 is PM07210. Slide 24, please. Okay, APAR, PM05474. And multiple symptoms can occur in the chin job every 63 minutes in a large clustering environment. You might see high CPU or elongated MQ open or MQ put one calls, and the application timeouts waiting for a reply, or channel failures such as CSQX202EZ, CSQX208EZ, with a reason code of 0000461 or CSQX209EZ. And on ZOS, every 63 minutes, the cluster maintenance runs and is responsible for the expiry and republishing of clustering or cluster objects. It then calls the garbage collection to delete any removed objects from the cache. And while it does that, it locks the cache, making the cluster objects unavailable. So in a very large clustering environment, this can take a very long, and the channel issues will come because as the channels are wanting to use cluster objects, they can fail. And PM09326 is a hyper APAR that also describes these other instances of CPU increase in the chin. And also PM15576, which talks about overlapping clusters. And you can see the APAR for additional symptoms. Slide 25, please. PM16841 seems to be a popular APAR recently, and it's after applying UK57031, which has been marked PE, you can experience these ABAND 0-Charlie-4 in module CSQ-MFMH-1. And in the dump title, you'll normally see a dump occurs for that ABAND 0-Charlie-4 or in Breezen 11 in CSQ-MFMH-1 at offset 432. Now, there's also some instances where you will see that you might have another ABAND, but when you look back in LogRec, you'll find an entry, and this is the first indication of an error that there is an ABAND 0-Charlie-4, again in module CSQM-FMH-1, this time at offset 3 Easy Able. And the other will have the registers and PSW difference for register Charlie, and you'll see the R0C -02FOX6. An example of this is PM18722, which mentions a hang at shutdown, which is a problem. So an APAR was created, but if PM16841 is applied, then you would not see the problem in the hang at shutdown. And I'd also like to mention when this was put together, the APAR was open, but it was just closed yesterday, so there is a PPF that's open. If anyone needs it also, there's a plus APAR is available if needed. slide 26, please. Okay, some additional issues here. PM04374 SMF116 records for client connections do not contain the Q object name being used. The OBG name has system.channel.sync queue rather than the Q name being used. PM15119, after migration to version 701, you might see SMF116 type 1 entries for get in for JMS programs are zero, and the get in is the total number of MQ get calls. Okay. So the next one, PM22549, there's an increase in WebSphere MQ usage charges in MULC, that message usage license, when using KIX TS 3.2 and later, even with PK82806. Apply. Slide 27, please. Now, these are some common problems that we see related to WebSphere application server and some MQ and WAS related APARs. And as Beverly mentioned earlier, II14556 lists key APARs for WebSphere MQ for version 701 and WebSphere application server for ZOS version 6.x and version 7. And what it does on the info APAR is the document basically is to summarize, again, WebSphere for ZOS 701 APARs that are required for MQ JMS applications to work in a WebSphere application server environment for version 6.x and version 7. The FixPack 7.0.1.1, which is PM03843 on ZOS or IC64098 on distributed platform. And here we just wanted to make mention of an MDB listener does not reconnect to a WebSphere MQ manager that has been recycled when the WebSphere MQ version 7 resource adapter is connecting to a WebSphere MQ version 6 queue manager. So you want to ensure that this fix is on. Okay, now to slide 28, please. Okay, here's another WebSphere application server related issues. And just want to verify that with the system.out JVM log that you have the correct version of the fix, that you're picking up the correct version of the fix. And just you'll see a message, WMSG1703I, RAR implementation version in 7.0.0.0-K700-L080820. And this is a link to follow, just to give you information to follow the procedure to adjust the WebSphere MQ resource adapter configuration when migrating profiles between maintenance levels at version 7.0.0.0 and later levels. And the directory conventions for ZOS is profile_root. So to slide 29, please. Okay, PM11411. This is MDB listeners fail with reason 2500 MQRC_HCON_async_active after migration to WebSphere MQ version 701. This is a problem with incorrect threading models for the MDB listeners, and it's the reuse of the thread that causes the failure with the reason code 2500. And this is fixed in APAR PM09662 FixPack 7.0.1.3, which is the latest level. Slide 30, please. Now we're going to cover a few data conversion issues that in the next couple slides. Now, all three of these APARs, PM09629, PM14021, PM15536, will all be with the CSQX 541EZ invalid CCSIDs for data conversion. And normally you'll see these with client channels using CCSID of 1208. So you'll just want to keep in mind these three APARs if you run into a message CSQX 541EZ. The next APAR, PM17296, after you upgrade to MQ workflow, after you upgrade to WMQ version 701, WebSphere MQ workflow messages can fail with MQRC underscore WIH underscore error. The workflow messages are sent to the dead letter queue with a return code of 2333 with the MQ underscore and what I said, underscore WIH underscore error for the work info header error. Slide 31, please. Okay. PM18429, an extra 2 bytes of data are appended to the message passed by the MDB listener to the JMS application. This PTF is still open. But the APAR has a sample of what that should be for PM20443. That APAR has an example of the SNAP data in the CSQX 053 easy message that is written. So again, PM20443, when a publish is done to a topic with MQPMO underscore retain, the CSQ snap is produced for data conversion fails. And again, you can look at the APAR and it will show you a sample of the snap data. There is a plus plus APAR available for PM20443. Slide 32, please. PM21113. It's another open APAR, and this discusses some different handling of CCSIDs in WebSphere MQ version 6 and WebSphere MQ version 7 on ZOS. There are some MQMD CCSID differences with RFH2 headers. And basically what PM21113 deals with is preserving the coded character set ID and encoding in the header that precedes the RFH2. Now there is a local fix specifying MQGMO underscore convert on the MQGET, and you need to be explicit about the CCSID you want to get the message in and not to rely just on the default. And that's been there forever. It's just you have to, for version 7.0.1, you need to be aware of that. It's just you're going to need to explicitly specify the CCSID you want to get the message in. But it also, there is a plus plus APARs available, but it requires a service parameter. And the APAR, again, that was open when we put this together, but as of 10/12, the APAR is closed and there is a PTF open. For either of these, PM21113 also has a plus plus APAR. And if you run into this issue and you need the plus plus APAR, just go ahead and open a PMR and we can supply the information that you need. Slide 33, please. This one is a data conversion for the ones who are CICS users. This PK58227 is needed on CICS TS 3.2. The WebSphere MQ converter is presenting messages to the application which contains binary zeros. Now, the equivalent APAR at version 6 for MQ is in the base code of version 7.0.1. And what you can see is that you'll see a MQRC2018 HCON error running a user-written conversion program with Kix TS version 3.2 or later. And there's a reference to a Techno 1392764. What you need to do is define the conversion program in CICS with API, open API. What was seen was your conversion program ran fine at Kix TS 3.1, and the return code 2018 is seen because of a change in Kix TS 3.2's use of TCVs. Slide 34, please. Okay, here's another CICS data conversion-related issue. Return code 2111 MQRC underscore source underscore CCSID underscore error if there is a code mismatch. Now, PM 10011 is for Kix TS 3.2, and PM 12034 is for version 4.1. If you have WebSphere MQ version 7 installed and you have applied the PTF for Kix APAR PK66866 or PK89844, then ensure that your Kix StepLive concatenation only includes the WebSphere MQ version 7 SCSQ auth, and the code is downward compatible. And the reason for this is module CSQA CRTT version 7 needs the version 7 level of module CSQA CLST. So if you step live to version 6 SCSQ off, you'll pick up the version 6 level of CSQA CLST, and there will be a code mismatch. Slide 35, please. And we'll talk IMS. So IMS adapter MQCOM failed with return code 2129 MQRC underscore adapter underscore con underscore load underscore error. The application was built with the version 7.0.1 CSQQ stub and runs in an IMS region configured to use the version 6 or version 7.0.0 IMS adapter. And what you have to do is either rebind the application with the version 7.0.0 stub, or this may not be possible if the message property APIs are used by the application or configures the IMS region to use the version 7.0.1 adapter code. And this entry is also from TechNote 1408135. So we'll go to slide 36. And that's the TechNote here on slide 36. And the TechNote 1408135 is the problems and solutions when migrating to WebSphere MQ for ZOS on version 7.0.1. And it has some good tips, and also this is a good place to go for the backward migration issues and some symptoms associated with the common problems, and there's information about the IMS adapter and language environment, and it includes some procedures and limitations and details of what can happen again during backward migration. Slide 37, please. Okay, so in summary, we went through and reviewed TechNotes 1406779, the WebSphere MQ for ZOS 7.0.1 migration and installation, and TechNote 1408135, as mentioned earlier, are a great place to start with WebSphere MQ for ZOS 7.0.1. And there we went through our information sources, the support portal, and the online documentation. We went through some of the tech notes for maintenance, again, 7006519 for migration-related maintenance, and 1409243 for the closed APARs, and to pay particular attention to the flagged Hyper, APAR, and Techno 11, or I'm sorry, Information APAR II14556. Again, we've gone through some installation issues, the migration issues, some things to pay attention to as far as configuration, and once you and the new functions in 701. And during your migration plans or as you're migrating, you'll want to check back often on these tech notes to see if there are any updates. And hopefully with this presentation that you'll be able to avoid some common problems that we've covered today. Slide 38. Okay, here are some additional sites of interest that you might want to, when you have some time, to review. And some of these are the WebSphere Technical Exchange webcast, and this is where you can link to this web. You'll find a link to this webcast and others that are done. And the other, the Developer Works, has some in-depth technical information, and the Global WebSphere Community is a user group, and it has some product information, and the IBM Education Assistant has some self-help modules. And the last one, this My Notifications email, you can set up to be notified. And again, here's a way of being notified when these tech notes are updated. So if there's one of these tech notes, for example, 1406779, if you were to subscribe to that, then you would be notified when there's an update to that. Thank you for taking the time to attend this presentation with us, and I'll turn it back to Joseph.
Thank you, Vesely and Blanche, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Marsha, we would like to open the line for questions.
John, your line is open.
Hi, this is John Kismarzik from HSBC. Just as a point of information, our users were getting 2142s. We're using a CICS message header instead of the regular message header, and apparently IBM had closed that lane, that hole in the code. So just a heads up for everybody out there.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
The next question comes from Kristen. Your line is open.
Hi. On the new parameter for the log compression, I was reading on one of the tech notes that also increases CPU. Are there any formulas or how much of the CPU increases that? Do you know?
Sometimes there is a support pack with performance information, and it can have benchmark information. You could check to see if there's one for 701 yet, or support pack MP16. Sometimes those do have some additional information about CPU.
Thank you.
And the next question comes from Mr. Pillay. Your line is open.
I just wanted to know if we disable the PubSub engine and the ZOS, will it give any CPU-related increase? I mean, will it take less usage of CPU, or does it make any difference for if we disable and or enable the PubSub engine?
I'm not aware of any CPU advantages. Mainly just would keep you from having to define some additional objects that are required by the engine. But I'm not aware of a significant CPU difference.
Okay. And one more question. Is MQ 701 compatible, with the Commerce Quest data integrated utility which is mainly used for queue to file and file to queue transfers? Do you have any idea on that?
I'm afraid I do not have information on that specifically. But on the portal, the support portal, you can go and look at information. It should be under planning over on the left-hand side, and it will take you to a place where you can see if they're on for either product compatibility details.
Thank you.
At this time, there are no additional questions.
Thank you, Marsha. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.